Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Member.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like, I need help renewing my Medicaid coverage. I need an ID card. I want to change my doctor. Or, I need transportation.
I need a service coordinator.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your ID number. This information is on your plan ID card. Say or enter numbers only. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter your ID number. Say or enter numbers only. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
Stay healthy this flu season. Did you know the flu can cause serious illness, especially for older adults, young children, and people with chronic health conditions? A flu shot helps protect you and your family. It's quick, safe, and there's no cost for members. Ask your doctor or local pharmacy. RSV is a virus that can cause cold-like symptoms but can also be serious for babies, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. The RSV vaccine is available for those who need them most. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today about whether the RSV vaccine is right for you. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Ask about the flu and RSV vaccines at your next appointment or schedule your shot today. A simple step for a healthier tomorrow.
Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Jamie. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. I'm on the line with my patient, Adelaide Batarzia. Adelaide, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We wanted to know who our assigned service coordinator is to discuss hours for home care.
Okay. Can I have the spelling of your name?
Of whose name?
Of yours, the person that's talking.
Okay, I'm Abigail, A-B-I-G-A-I-L.
And you're an issue?
N as in Nancy.
Okay, and for the member, can I have your name, please?
My name?
Yes, please.
Adelaida. How is it?
Can I have your member ID number?
What's that ID number?
What, do you need her Medicaid number?
So the member ID number or the Medicaid number can work.
Okay, I'll give you the Medicaid. It's 540-093. Sorry, there's three zeros. 540-093-141.
Okay, can I have your date of birth, please?
December 24, 1968.
And can I have your home address?
403 North Gilmore Street, Arlington, PA, 18109.
Okay, thank you for that. Do you give Abigail verbal consent to speak on your behalf and make changes to the account if necessary?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys were just calling for the service coordinator information?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you in a brief hold?
Sure.
One moment.
Cancer. Talk to your doctor about a pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true, when you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need...
Thank you for holding. Would you be willing to answer a couple questions about your race, ethnicity, and preferred language?
Yes.
What language do you use when you talk to the doctor or the nurse?
Spanish.
And what language would you like to read about your health care?
Spanish.
Okay, it says here, are you Hispanic or Latino?
Latino, yeah.
What is your heritage or country of origin?
Puerto Rico.
Thank you for that. And what race or races do you identify yourself as?
What?
What race or races do you identify yourself as? So like Asian, Black African American, other, white, Middle Eastern?
He's white. I know that question. They don't have Hispanic.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so your service coordinator information, I'm going to spell out the name. I have Yvette Overinch. Her first name is I for Ice, V for Victor, E for Ethan, T for Tom, T for Tom, E for Ethan. Last name is O for Orange, R for Romeo, E for Ethan, N for Nancy, C for Cat, H for Home. Phone number, are you ready?
Wait.
This is the SC's number, right? The service coordinator?
Yes, sir.
Are you Neil?
Yes.
Thank you.
Neil. Okay.
Well, let me know when you're ready for the number.
Here was the number.
215. 370.
Okay.
6088.
What's the number?
215-370-6088.
Okay. Thank you. I wrote it down also, I believe that.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist with today?
That's all. Thank you very much.
All right. And are you satisfied with the response you received?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Same. Adelaide, I'm going to call you right back.